A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 21 to 23. For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and folly to Gentiles. This is my chosen text for going into this new year, today being the very first day of a new year, and hopefully for you, not just a page turned, not just New Year resolutions, but seeking God's wisdom alone. I've been looking at the wisdom that Adam and Eve found, which was not true wisdom. They ate of that which they should not have eaten, and they found instead shame and fear and all manner of sin. As I looked at last time, the DNA which we have in us today is all manner of perversion. We are capable of anything and everything. There is no bottom to the depths to which we can plummet in our sin. And it was all because they sought wisdom. They wanted to be like God, as Lucifer promised. But they got what he got, cast out of the garden, as he was cast out of heaven. And so God now has prepared, in his wisdom, the way of salvation that is totally unlike what the Jews want and the Greeks. He simply sidestepped the Maginot line, so to say. He simply went in his own way, because God is wisdom, and he made Jesus Christ to be our wisdom. It is not enough to know what is good and what is evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil will not save you. It is powerless. And that is why at the end of this chapter, Paul then says that Jesus Christ, in verse 30, has become to us wisdom from God. So in this new year, dear friend, seek God's wisdom, and it is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Seek God's wisdom in the Word, for Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Go and read the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Seek what God has declared to us is His wisdom. We need God's wisdom, and it is found in Christ. He has sidestepped all other wisdom.